I know secretly there are some of you out there that always pray that I will lose my voice. Oh well. Our readings today are reminders to us that we do not always look at things the same way that we did at one point in time. That our thinking evolves and our way of thinking about things evolve. And that is true in terms of our ways of belief as well. You see, in that first reading, that reading from Maccabees, that's one of the last pieces of the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament that was written. So it's the newest among those writings. At the very beginning of the Hebrew Scriptures, there was no concept of the resurrection of the dead. So if you look in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, you will not see anything about the resurrection of the dead. You'll not see anything, any belief in there about an afterlife or that life went on beyond this world. And that's why most of the Hebrew Scriptures really deal with how we're dealing with God right now, because they didn't have a conception that there was going to be an eternal life. So when we get to some of those later books, like the book of Maccabees, all right, that there is a conception of the fact that life goes on after whatever happens in this world. And that is why you're seeing that heroic, output of, faithfulness, because they're basically saying is, I would not do anything to harm my eternal life. I would not do anything to harm my faith and my life eternal, whereas in the earlier days, it would have just been, I'm not going to do anything to harm my life here and now. But there would have been no thought of the life eternal. Therefore, again, we've changed the way that we look at, for example, the eating of pork. Are you not glad that you do not have to take the dive for the piece of bacon anymore in life? Okay? When, that's really what is happening here. They did not want to. It was seen as a violation of the law and of their relationship with God. Yet if they were going to eat pork, that would be violating their relationship with God. Well, Jesus comes along later and makes all foods clean, in effect, okay? It makes it possible for us to eat pork without any trouble. But at that point in time, that was the indicator of a faithful follower of the law. And these seven brothers and their mother and all the people that were looking to them as leaders in that community, if they would have gone ahead and eaten the pork, they'd have been saying, in effect, that their relationship with God didn't matter. And their relationship with God was the only thing that mattered to them. And as a result, they are now dying these martyrs' deaths because they don't want to violate their relationship with God. They don't want to violate the law. They want to live properly in God's sight as people who follow the law and have life because of it. And so we see their deaths one after another in that heroic martyrdom, trying not only just not, it wasn't so much about what they ate or didn't eat, but it was about their relationship with God and what it meant and how they were going to give witness to all those others who were watching what was happening. What a tremendous example of faith. Whereas if we look at it with the same eyes that we have now, we go, well, what was the big deal? Why did they have to do that? Why didn't they just go ahead and eat it? But not the way that they looked at it at that time. It would have been seen as a complete giving up of what they held dearest. Now, we wouldn't care so much about what we ate in that regard. We stop and we look at the gospel as well, because in the gospel reading, there's this idea, and again, the Sadducees, again, this time Jesus, they hadn't been thinking about eternal life for very long, and the Sadducees were trying to pull Jesus' arguments apart by saying, okay, here we've got a good one for you, Master, all right? This guy was married and he died without a child, and the law says you're supposed to take your brother's wife and raise up children to his name, and all that stuff, but one died, two died, three died, all seven died. And now, according to your thinking, at the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? And Jesus again has to kind of nudge their thinking in a different direction, because he says, marriage and those kinds of things are for the people of this age. For the people of the other age, life is going to be so different, it's not really going to matter. We have to think about the way that we look at life, and we have to look at the way we think about our relationships with those who've gone before us. We stop and we look today at what we're celebrating in terms of this month of November, and in terms of us always celebrating our Mass of Remembrance during one of these Sundays of November. And in there, what we're really doing is we're talking in this November time about our relationships with all those on the other side. So we started out the month with All Saints Day. Our relationships with all those people who've gone before, who we still enjoy their help and their protection. We still enjoy their life, looking after us and praying for us, interceding for us in their prayers to God. So I'm going to ask you today, when I say think of your patron saint, if you can't think of who your patron saint is, then you need to either look it up or find another one. If you don't have one, pick one. It's not too late, okay? We can have friends on the other side to help us. We can have friends on the other side who intercede for us. It's one of the reasons why, even if somebody picks a, sometimes during a baptism, you'll notice I'll say, they'll give me a name, and it's not a saint's name, and I'll say, and under whose patronage are we going to baptize this baby? And then they give me the saint's name. So I'll baptize the baby, whatever, but I know it's going to be under the patronage of somebody up there. I've told you many times that St. Chrysogonus is going to meet me at the door, because if they won't pick a name, if it's a boy, I usually give them to St. Chrysogonus. Do you realize how many years it's been since Chrysogonus has had anybody to look after? Chrysogonus is going to meet me at the door and say, thanks for giving me a job. Thanks for giving me some kids to pray for all those years. And so indeed, we do. We give them patrons. Somebody to look after them from the other side. Somebody to watch over them. Somebody to pray for them regularly. And again, the best thing about the saints and those on the other side, they don't have to sleep, they don't have to eat, they don't have to do any of those things. They can pray continuously. So why wouldn't we want all those prayers for all of us all the time, the way we pray for each other here? And then let's think about what we celebrate the next day during November, All Souls Day. And on that day, we're celebrating the fact that our relationship with all those who've gone before us isn't over. It's forever changed when somebody slides from this world to the other world. But those relationships are not over. Those relationships still exist. And we've got to continue to remember all those who've gone before us. Because the same way we enjoy the protection of the saints and their prayers, well, so we look for the prayers for all those that we supported in this life and who've gone over to the other side. We want their union with God. We pray for their union with God. And we expect from their place with you know, near God, that they're going to be praying for us. And they're going to be watching out and praying for us. I always say all of our prayers, you know, at the end of a funeral are all about changing the relationship and the way the relationship, we look at the relationship. Because we're saying that song of farewell, because we're letting go of them on this side, but we're not letting go of the relationship, because the relationships that we have with them have just changed, but they're not over. So we have to change the way we relate. We have to change the way that we talk to them. We can't pick up the phone anymore. We can't go over and see them, but they're still with us. If they're with God, they're with us. If we believe that in faith, then we continue to reach out to them. We continue to let them support us with that relationship still, the same way that we did it on earth, but just a little bit different. And so to all of you that have lost loved ones, especially during this last year, I say to you, I hope you've been trying to figure out that new way of communicating. I hope you've been trying to figure out that new way of relating to them. Because if you just let the relationships go, oh my goodness, you're letting go of important things. When our belief in the communion of saints says that God still has us all together in that web of relationships, that's part of the mystery of how God deals in our lives anyway. And so I say to you, continue to reach out. Continue to converse. Continue to hold dear all those who held you dear, and that you continue to hold dear, even across this distance. God God, I believe, wants us to change the way that we think. God doesn't want us to think that this is all that there is. This is good. We enjoy it. But this isn't all there is. There's so much more than we can imagine that our God has in store for us. And so on this day in November, when our readings remind us that we have to change the way that we look at things from time to time, let's continue to remember that our beloved dead are still with us. Let us continue to that they surround us as a communion of saints, as we all turn toward God and pray together for that life for which we all desire, that life for which we all dream, eternal life with God forever around God's throne. Let us, as a communion of saints, continue to praise our God now and for all eternity.